Hi guys, welcome to Teenage Dream. I'm Jane. You don't know who I am, and I probably don't know who you are, but this is Teenage Dream. And I'm Jane. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm 15. My birthday is in a couple of days. I think like maybe 9 days to be exact. Today's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Jovian. And what motivated me to make this podcast was, like, I was listening to David's podcast, and I was like, there's no podcast, like, for teenagers. Nothing at all. Like, when you see podcasts for adults that are made by adults. So I'm like, why not just make one for teenagers that talk about things that teenagers are going through in high school and stuff like that? Because, you know, like, why not? You know, let's just, like, let's innovate. Let's change things up. Let's make things different. Anyways, here's my podcast, and here's the first episode. Hope you enjoy, I guess. So today's topic is something I was thinking about because I have a doctor's appointment on my birthday. I don't know why my mom decided to do that to me. Like, why go to the doctor on your birthday? Like, I don't have a single thing against doctors. It's just not on my birthday, you know, like any other day. Because, like, my doctor, she canceled. And we had to go another day, and I'm like, you literally could have chose, like, I don't know, Thursday or something, or Wednesday, literally the day after. But nope, the day of. Anyways, I was thinking about the doctor, and I was thinking about anxiety. Because if you didn't know, my dad's bringing me to the doctor, and, you know, I am at the age, like, if you aren't, like, a baby, your dad really can't go into the doctor, like, in the doctor's office with you, obviously, for obvious reasons. So my mom's like, okay, any health problems you have, since I'm not going to be there and your dad's not going to be in there, you have to tell the doctor that. So I was like, what am I going to tell the doctor? I don't know. I was making a list of things, and I was thinking about anxiety. So I would not say, because, like, I haven't been prescribed, like, a doctor hasn't went ahead and said, hey, my patient has anxiety, and it's because of these symptoms. But from my uneducated and I don't know, like, I didn't go to college for this. I didn't study it. I would say I have a form of anxiety. Like, I would say more towards social, but I don't really know. I would lean more towards that. And the reason I'm deciding to do this is because when I think of school, and when I was thinking about, like, I don't think I have anxiety, or do I have anxiety? Like, I don't even think I had, like, an anxiety attack to the extent people are describing it. Like, oh, you know, when they describe it as, like, oh, I was, like, I can't breathe and stuff. And I don't think I had something like that. Like, I don't know. I think I get random rushes of nervousness. Random rushes of nervousness on, like, the daily. And then today I was, like, doing some research about it. And I was, like, and I learned that, like, the number of people with anxiety has, like, especially, like, teens, has, like, increased over the past few years. And I'm like, why is that? And why are so many people experiencing it? Why is it, like, soaring? Why is it, like, and I'm talking about specifically in America. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, why, you know? Like, what is the reason why there is an increase of people with anxiety as of recent years? Back to me. So I was thinking about, why do I feel these sudden rushes of nervousness? It's not like I don't know, because it's not like when I have to go up and present. Like, of course, it's when I have to go up and present, but it's like when I'm sitting down in class and it's just like random rush of nervousness. If I think of something, or like, why? And like, I'm thinking about it, like, why now and why not when I was like in middle school or something? Because when I was in middle school, I'm like, this didn't happen. But at the same time, I'm thinking high school is like a bigger thing. And I'm thinking about like when I go to college, it's gonna be even bigger thing. Because like, thing about the colleges, like colleges have usually like more people who go there than in high school. Like my high school has maybe about like 2,600 people, I would say. But like, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, why am I so? Yeah, there's like, oh, I just Googled a college and it has like 23,000 students. My high school is like literally, look, I'm not even gonna do the math because I suck at it already. So I'm thinking, why so much now and not like before? And I've always went to smaller schools. Like high school is kind of like the only, and some people are like, this high school is not even big. I went to middle schools that are bigger than this. I'm like, this high school compared to my middle school, like a good amount of people. My middle school, 160 kids in each grade, actually 150 kids in each grade. And I knew every single person in my grade. I don't know if that was more comforting, but even though I was like, even though if you did something, it was going to be easier for it to spread and everybody would know it was you because there was less amount of people, you know, I still have more anxiety when I'm at high school. And it's like, why? If you're talking background, my dad, sorry. So I was thinking about it and like what like changed, and I realized like freshman year, last year of high school, I was really afraid of talking to people, and I hated myself for this because I like to make friends, you have to talk to people, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't hold a conversation. Like the thought of it, like the thought of talking to somebody made me like go crazy. Like I couldn't do it. And I don't know why it was, because like when I was in middle school, it was like so easy for me. Like what changed? Like what changed from then versus now? And like, and how could I change it back? Because I kind of miss being able to go up to people and have conversations successfully without getting like super nervous about what I'm going to say and how the conversation is going to go. And that's something that's like, it literally, like, the thought of it, like, the thought of going to school tomorrow, today's Sunday, the thought of going to school tomorrow just makes me nervous. And it's not even just with school, but it's also with, like, the local mall, you know? Like, it's a familiar setting, but it still makes me nervous, you know? Like, I've been going to that mall since I was, like, so young. But it still makes me nervous. And it's weird because, like, it doesn't, I don't get nervous when I go to Walmart. Maybe because, like, where I live is pretty far from my school. But what is it with, like, me at school and things around there that makes me nervous? That's my thing. I don't know. Is it, like, I. Okay. Sorry for my rude interruption from my brother. Anyways, I forgot what I was talking about. So I came up with this thing that I feel really nervous at school because, specifically high school, is because I feel like there's so much more to lose. Like when you're in middle school, you're literally like 11 to like 13, 14. What is there to lose? When you're in high school, there's so much to be exposed, so much to Like, I don't know. And I kind of set up this kind of wall and box that's like, hey, this is how I want people, this is how I want to be perceived, and nothing more of that. Like, when I was in middle school, I was so much more open, but now I'm like, this is how I want to be perceived by people, and this is the only way I should be, like, perceived by people. I don't know why I set it up like that, but I did. I'm like, I guess my anxiety kind of set it up. Because I'm like, I don't want people to interpret things that I do in a certain way or something like that. And I realize, like, I get really nervous. And when I get nervous, like, my stomach starts to make noises and feels air. Like, it's not like I need a fart, but it's like so weird. I don't know how you would describe it, but it's just like, it's like, I don't know. It's like your stomach, think of it like bloating, and then like just you feel it in there. And it's like a nervous thing that I hold, like I'm holding and can't let go. I don't know. I just get really nervous, especially in like specific classes. And I don't know. I feel like I read people's emotions and people's faces a lot that can also contribute to it. And I feel like there's a lot of people in general just overthink the things people do. And I'm confused, like, why do we do that? There's literally no point of overthinking sometimes. Like, we're not detectives. Stop looking into people so much. And I will literally, like, somebody was talking and I'll say something and I will read their expression because I want to see if they're, like, interested in what I'm saying or how they feel about what I'm saying. Because, like, what if they're just not interested at all, you know? And they're just, like, looking. You know, you can tell when someone's not interested. So I, like, read this. I try to read people, and it's not good. And I stare at people in my class. Some people I don't even talk to. I just stare at them. And I'm just like, what are you thinking about? Is it pertaining to me? And another thing that happens is I'll go to school and in the morning, like, I will consider myself a pretty hygienic person. Take a shower every single day, put deodorant on every single day, put perfume on, like, every single day. But yet when I go to school, I'm just like, what if I stink? I feel like I stink. I feel like I smell bad. What if these people are thinking that I smell bad? Or my friends, do like my friends know that I smell bad and aren't telling me? Like, what if? And it's like, I take showers every single day. Sometimes I take them like twice a day. Or like, I practice the good hygienic habits. Why am I applying deodorant again for the third time today? Because I think that I don't smell good. Why am I spraying perfume on for the fourth time? It's not necessary. Like, but that's how I see it. And that's how I feel. Because, like, I don't know what is causing me to do these things. I don't know. I just... So back to what I was saying about, like, so much more to lose. I feel like in high school, people are more like... That's when people go to parties, like people do these things and that things. I'm like, but at the same time, if you're doing these more freeing, like these more freeing things, like you have so much more to lose. Like, say you're in a relationship with somebody and you guys do something. Not like I participate in such activities, no. But the thing is with that, like, doing that, like, literally, I don't know. I feel like it just puts somebody's power over yours, and I can't. Like, I just can't sit here and think about, like, somebody having that, like, having the power over minds and saying, this Jane did this, 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 and I don't want to be perceived a certain way, so I don't, like, I just decide it's just not going to happen. Also, like, I can't even talk about sometimes I can't even talk about the things I want to talk about because I'm like afraid that if I talk about, people are going to be uninterested about it, or they're going to get like, they're going to give off the wrong reaction. And then I'm just going to cut it short and not like talk about it, about how, like how interested I was to talk about it, you know? Because sometimes I think I come off as like boring. Shocker, like, okay. But really, I think I do. And the problem with that is like, why would, like, I was reading my horoscope and they're like, your, I think it's like my moon or something. No, my moon is Leo. My rising is Virgo. And they're like, oh, when you're in conversations, you come off as boring. And I remember like in fifth grade, people tell me like, oh, look at Jane, she's so boring. Like they would tell me that. And I don't know if it just stuck with me and just now affecting me now. Cause like when you're younger, you don't realize things as much as when you get older. Not saying that I'm old, but like, you know, when I was younger, people would say like this and I'll be like, okay, whatever. Like I wouldn't pay much attention to it. But now I'm paying a bunch of attention to it. See, I am right. My moon rising is Virgo. So I wouldn't pay much attention to it. But now, like, it just sticks with me. Like, when I was younger, I remember people, like, saying, oh, my goodness, Jane, you're so fat. And I would be like, okay, whatever. Like, it didn't stick with me. Now, if somebody were to say that, like, it would stick with me, no matter even if it's like inadvertent or something, it would stick and it would affect me. And I don't know, like sometimes I just wish I was back to those days of oblivion, like, okay, whatever, like I wouldn't pay attention to it. And I think anxiety could be fueled by also like your self-esteem and insecurities. So like one of my insecurities would be like saying something wrong that I didn't mean to say. You know, like when people say, instead of saying organism, they'll say like orgasm. Yeah, that's like literally scary to me. Terrifying. Why? Don't know. It's like not necessary for me to be this scared of something. That doesn't matter. And that's something I keep telling myself, but like, I still go back to my overthinking and like, but it does. Somebody's going to remember. But like, who is going to remember? So people are leaving their rooms in my house and I'm just like, stop. Like, stay. Please stay in your rooms. Please stop making me feel nervous. So, why? Like, look, I lost my train of thought. Why do I feel nervous in class? When, I don't know, I will literally go and I'll just feel randomly nervous. I'll start thinking about something and I'll start scribbling on my paper like this. It's not like I could show you guys, but you hear that sound, I hope. I don't know why I do. I just do. And I think it has to do with the insecurity, having so much to lose, which I don't do anything, so what do I have to lose? Like, maybe if I caught feelings for somebody, that would be something I had to lose, but I don't have any feelings for anyone at the moment. Or, you know, like, I don't know where, like, my nervousness would come from. Where would it come from? Like, nowhere. I think I'm just fueling it myself. And I will avoid situations specifically. And I was watching a crash course on it. It's like avoiding situations like strengthens the anxiety. And like, oh, that explains a lot. That explains why I can't talk to people, because I spent all last year avoiding it. And now this year, like every time last year I would avoid it, it would make it worse to talk to people. And I'm like, that's why. Because, like, if you avoid something, it's literally, like, can make it worse. Like, it's like a fire, right? You think avoiding it is, like, okay, let me just put some water on it, you know? Stop the fire. But avoiding it is, like, let me just leave the fire alone for now. I'll deal with it later, you know? It's kind of like that, as far as just growing and growing. And I don't really like that. Why do so many, why do so many teens experience this? And I know it's not just me, you know? But why? What is the reason? And I can't even just say I have anxiety because, I'm not, a doctor has not told me I have it. But the thing with telling doctors, and me specifically, my parents are from Haiti. I'm from Haiti. The thing is, in some countries, they don't believe necessarily in, mental issues and stuff like that. They go pray to God about it or something. Why are you just sitting here pretending you have something you don't? It's just the devil trying to do this to you. But if it's happening on a daily level, why does it continue to? And it's kind of how I feel sometimes my parents could be. And with other things that have happened, I think, I want to go to the doctor and tell them that I'm experiencing something. But at the same time, if I go and tell the doctor, they're eventually going to tell my parents. Eventually, but not to tell my parents. So it's what do I do now? I'm kind of, what do I do now? Because if I told the doctor that, they could probably recommend a therapist, which would help. But I don't want my parents to be worried because they don't completely understand what's going on. And they wouldn't understand what's going on unless somebody broke it down for them. And I don't want my mom to be worried about, I know she's always going to be worried about me, no matter what. Me, staying after school could literally make her worried, but I don't want them. Oh my goodness, stop giving me notifications. I don't care about your sale. Anyways, I don't want them to be worried about other specific things. I just don't want them to be worried that my daughter could have a problem. That's the issue. And that's what's stopping me from telling any real person that this is going on. And the only people who kind of know about this is my friends, but not to the extent that I just explained. And it's hard, especially last year when I would cry on the phone to my friend who's social and stuff. And she's we all experience it, but it's not to my extent. And she's just talk to people. Just talk. It's never that easy. I promise you, if it was that easy, no one would be dealing with it. What do you want me to do? I can't. When I go out to places, I'm always wondering, I wonder how this people are thinking about me. I wonder how people this. It's always kind of people's reaction fueled and me avoiding it. And how it could help hurt me and stuff. That's why I will avoid it. And it just makes it worse. Literally just makes it worse. But I continue to do it. And I don't know why. Okay, so here's a little segment I decided to add. Since it is the first episode of A Teenage Dreams, the song, I decided that we're going to do Song of the Week and what's trending on my Twitter for you page thing. Also, I love TikTok. So what's trending is, let's do the song first. The song that we're going to do, since it is the first episode of Teenage Dream, and of course, we had to use the iconic song, Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. That's the song of this episode. What's trending on my Twitter for you page? The reason I'm trying to do the Twitter for you page is because I think Sweet is trending. And the first thing I need to see is Sweet Life of Zach and Cody and people showing that. I love the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Ari and Alexa, apparently I heard that it's some type of drama going on between these two people. And they're talking about the Shade Room and stuff. They're like these people with like platforms, you know. I don't know them specifically. I don't know what they do specifically. They could make music for all I know. But something I would say is I don't like when celebrities are in drama. Just me particularly, because sometimes it's like it's not necessary or something they could have done off camera, like, you know, not on social media. But that's just me saying that. But like, it's like, you know, it's what's the point of exposing people if it's not necessary over some tiny drama? If it's something that's constantly like something that really, really affected you, then I'm like, okay, go ahead and expose it. But if it's like, so me and this person aren't friends anymore because we had this falling out or whatever, then I'm like, okay, whatever. But if it was like something more serious, then you could do whatever. Next thing is coronavirus, travel limitations, and closed border cases. Honestly, I kind of wish they already found the cure for that disease, because it's crazy to me how many people are being infected by it, how fast it's spreading, and stuff like that. Next thing is on politics, abolish the CIA. Don't know what that really is about, but oh my goodness. In memoriam, the model, author, restaurateur, I'm sorry, I suck at saying things, pronunciation, I mean, B. Smith dies. I saw this on Instagram already. You know, honestly, RIP to her. She was an amazing model and an amazing author. Never Alone LGBTQ is trending in the United States. I don't know what happened. Also, remember a couple days when that little boy was trending? Apparently, he was a scam, and he was scamming these people out of their money. And they're like, oh, they're posting their little, oh, they're cute. That's cute. They're posting, like, their relationships and themselves. You know, that's cute. That's cute. The Walking Dead is trending. I never watched an episode of The Walking Dead. There's more stuff that is trending, but that's all that we're going to talk about in this segment of what is trending on my Twitter for you page. Back to anxiety. We are going to talk about crushes, because I've had a couple of them in my days. Only one of them actually know that I like them. Shout out to you. Because, you know, I haven't ever told any of my crushes that I like them. And do I plan on doing so? Probably not. I feel like I'll be too nervous to do so. Thing with crushes, like, you know, they said it's like doing cocaine when you have a crush. I haven't done such drugs, so I do not know if that's actually true. But when I have a crush, like, for me, it's like my life starts to revolve around having that crush. And that's the bad thing, because I go to school. I have to focus on school. I can't just have a crush and not focus on school. And I'm like, when I mean it's bad, I mean it's bad. And my last crush, I stopped liking him in June. He learned that I liked him in March, like the week after my birthday. Let me tell you some things about me and crushes. I will go home and I will go start thinking about them instead of doing my homework. I'll go take long naps thinking about them. And it's not good, because I am a high school student. I have homework to do and things to get done. Why am I not doing my homework? Because I'm dreaming about my crush and how we're going to end up together, even though we're probably not, because I usually don't tell them. And the thing with weed crushes too is that I talk to them. I've talked to every single crush I've had, like every serious crush I had. And they all of them in recent years have had a song, at least one, and probably had a poem. So if you've been one of my crushes, it's from 2017 to 2020, present day. I haven't had a crush this year, but he probably had a song. So the thing is with me with crushes, people sometimes you could like to tell kind of when people have crushes on somebody, and when somebody like will bring it up, oh, you have a crush on so and so. I'll be like, nope, no, I don't. Even though I did have a crush on them. And then I would wonder why they wouldn't like me back. You know, it's so crazy when like, and the terrible thing is like, imagine if they did have a crush on you. You just literally killed your chances. And I'm like, I'm so stupid for that. But let me explain. I had a crush. It was very bad. You know, like I said, usually a crush would get one song and one poem. He had a couple poems, and he had two full playlists. I don't know. And I had a crush on him about 3 times. Like, on and off. I don't know. And he needed to know. But I couldn't tell him. So, I was having my friend text him, right? And I was having her, like, say, okay, one of my friends has a crush on you. Him knowing that me and this friend are very close, he's like, is it Jane? And then my friend texts me. She's like, so he thinks it's you. And I'm like, nope, he doesn't. Tell him it's not Jane. It's like, just say it's not Jane or something. And that's what she says. And she's like, oh, then who is she? She's like, oh, I can't tell you yet. So then I see this kid at church, like, every Sunday. I see him at church, and he goes up to me. He's like, I heard Brianna was telling me. I always say her name. My friend was telling, your friend was telling me, like, oh, this girl had a crush on me, and I thought it was you, so is it you? You know, double checking. And I'm like, nope, it's not me. I don't have a crush on you. And he's like, okay, like, you know? I was like, me? Have a crush on you? No. You know? And then I felt really stupid about it afterwards. Like, what if he actually did? Turns out he didn't. But anyways, I text my friend and I'm like, if he asks if it's Jane again, say it's me. Because, you know, like, if he asks, though. Only if he asks. Keyword, if he asks. You know, key sentence, key phrase. She doesn't listen and text him. So, you know, that girl who likes you. Yeah, it's Jane. He doesn't end up liking me back. I am broken. I'm not, like, mad at him, obviously. Why would I ever be mad at somebody because they didn't like me? That's very pointless to me. But I was like, okay, what do I do now? And also, my anxiety levels would not allow me to tell a single person I have a crush on them. Like, it's just not possible. And I realized I caught feelings for him really bad was because I was sad. Like, I was, last year I was sad. That's a whole another story for another time. But, like, it was really bad. And I was really unhappy. So my feelings for him, like, rose because I was like, he will make me so happy. But the thing is, you can't really rely on other people to make you happy because a lot of your happiness is stemmed by yourself. So I thought that was going to help, but it didn't. And now I just decided altogether, until I can make myself happy, self-motivate, until my happiness levels rise, then I'm not going to catch feelings. And me being me, that's very difficult because it's kind of easy for me to catch feelings. That boy who makes you laugh, feelings caught, you know? It's just very... And it's been a while, so this whole year I haven't caught feelings. Like, you know, nothing serious. Like, I haven't caught feelings. And now I literally have... I used to have so many male friends. And for me to not even think about it, I just said no male friends. I think I only have like one of them right now. Like, or something. So what I did, I don't know if I should start catching feelings again, but I don't think I'm at the level yet, because I kind of like blocked myself off from men to the point where like interactions with them make me feel really anxious. So I just don't know how I'm gonna catch feelings, and I don't know if it's gonna happen. I don't know. And I think this could fuel my anxiety and make it very difficult for me to have conversations with anyone of the opposite gender. And that's not cool beans. That's not very good, because what if I decide to catch feelings later, you know, like maybe next month or something? You know, how in the world would I be able to do that if I can't? Like, how would I be able to catch feelings? How would I be able to talk to him? Like, because I don't want people, this goes back into me, like, not wanting to let people break down that wall, open the window or whatever. I don't want people to have an image about me that I don't want them to, like, I don't want them to have a specific image of me. I want it to be, like, Jane, the girl in my class, she's nice. That's it. Like, oh, she's this or she's that. I don't know why, but my mind feels so much better if it's that, but it doesn't at the same time. Like, it doesn't help. Because trying to keep up with that is difficult in itself. Let me be honest. If I'm being honest, it's very difficult. And that's not good. That's not very cash money, because I want to be able to be myself, but like, I don't want people to have a perceived image of me, and I don't want to get nervous around doing things, and I don't want to catch feelings, but at the same time I want to. But at the same time, if I know, if I do, I know somebody's probably going to notice and they're going to say something about it, and I don't know how I'm going to react. And it's the same thing if somebody liked me back and they try to give this big thing, like, oh, you know, like, oh, I'm going to ask her out and I'm going to make it a really big thing in front of people. I would literally hate that. Like, why would anybody do that to me? Actually, like, why would you ask me out in front of people? What would be the purpose behind that? I'm like, I would literally be upset. Because I don't want to say no and be like rude and stuff like that, because like, it's in front of all these people, but I don't want to say yes and not like be happy with it. And at the same time, I know myself kind of well, and I know that I'd be really nervous, and I would literally just stand there and just like not be able to say any words, because I would be, and then people would be staring at me. And as somebody who stares at people a lot for some reason, I'm afraid of people staring at me. Like, I just don't want them to stare at me unless I'm saying something. Like, if people are staring at me, then I get nervous. If somebody who's attractive or who I find attractive sits next to me, I get nervous. And that's an issue. Because, like, just because I think you're attractive doesn't mean I necessarily like you, you know? But, I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. I literally don't know how I'm going to deal with, like, I don't know. And this is just another way me being anxious and nervous affects my life. Like, if it couldn't affect me more and make my life a lot more difficult, it had to come to me with this. And I really don't appreciate it, honestly. I really don't appreciate it. I really find it troubling. And it's not good. It really isn't. Mm-mm. Like, it's not good. For a podcast, I think I'm talking pretty fast. The last part of this all is that anxiety has, I'm not saying I have it, once again, stopped me from doing what I want to do. Well, I talked about this kind of the whole set time, but there's a lot of things I want to do in life, a lot of things. But me being afraid of what others are going to think and these small little insecurities have stopped me from doing it. One of those things being YouTube. The amount of times I privated my YouTube videos in horror that somebody was going to find them. If I think somebody at my school could find my YouTube videos that I have, then I literally would cry. Because I don't know how I would deal with it. Because like I said, it's back to with the, like, I want a certain image to be perceived and don't want people to know things that I don't want them to know, you know? Like, I would love to be one of those people who could vlog at school because I love the school vlogs, but I can't do it because I get really nervous about it. So, the problem, like, I have privated my YouTube videos a bunch of times because I felt like somebody at my school. Like, when I felt really anxious, I would private all my videos and just leave them private. And then I would unprivate them because, like, Jane, stop. Like, it's okay. But then I would go back and private them and unprivate them and just, why do I do that? Why am I so worried about others? Like, why am I so worried about what other people are thinking? And why does it make me so nervous? Like, the amount of times I thought about going up to somebody and talking to them, but I couldn't, is crazy. Like, last week, Friday, I think this was the first day where I felt really, like, really, really, really anxious. It was last period of the day, and it was an A day. So, and Fridays are the days my dad picks me up. When my mom picks me up, she usually picks me up, like, at the parking lot close to my school, and I can just walk out there. I don't know, the thing when I leave school, and what I mean leave school, I mean completely leave school. Like, when I leave school, I mean, like, when I pass, not like when I leave school physically, but when I leave the area where majority of the students of my school are, I feel so much better. And my mom, she usually, like, comes pretty early from picking me up from school, so I'm like, okay, whatever. But my dad, when he picks me up, he comes pretty late, and I was ready to go home that day. That day I was very anxious, and I remember this thing that happened in fourth period. There was this girl, she was, like, standing where, like, in front of the row where I sit, and I wanted to ask her, oh, can you, like, I was like, oh, excuse me, yeah, or something like that. But I couldn't get myself to do it because I was like, she's mid-conversation. I don't want to interrupt her. And I don't want people to stare at me. So instead, I go complete other way, pretend like I'm moving desk, and then just make a space for me so I could fit through that tiny place instead of asking her to move and then go sit where I'm supposed to sit because I'm too nervous to ask somebody, hey, excuse me, can you please move or something? I need to get through or something. And I just don't know why I'm get so nervous about these things. And I wish I didn't. And I wish I could just say the things I want to sometimes. But I can't. And I can't because I am thinking about how it could, how people are going to react to me saying this or that, you know? And I would love to do a lot of things. But I can't. Because I can't get myself to go ahead and do them. Even though I know they're going to make me happy to do, I can't do them because I'm going to be nervous. And if I didn't feel that way, I would have just got up and ran and did them and not thought twice about it. But I did think twice about it, and that's what made it difficult. Thinking twice about it and then deciding not to do it because if I did it, people are going to be this, and when I'm going to be really nervous about it, about doing this or that. So I just decided not to do it at all. And it's not like it's helping. It's not like it's benefiting me, because it's making me kind of unhappy, but I still continue to do it because this awkward interaction or this kind of nervous interaction or what my mind has built up to be like scary is making it like, I don't know, what my mind has built up to be scary is like making it really make me not want to go ahead and do it, even though I know that if I go ahead and do it, I'll be so happy that I did it. Why do people in my house just leave their doors? You know, just slam the door. Like, you know, ruin my podcast. But I don't know. I kind of wish, like, I just could do it, but I can't. Because I'll be anxious. And school makes me anxious. And going to the local mall makes me anxious. And I chose that school, and I wish I could complain, but I'm the one who chose it, made my parents bring me there, even though it's kind of far and not my boundary school to go to, like the school they'll give me bus for. And I kind of had to deal with it because I don't want to be like, I don't want to go to school anymore and go to a smaller school. But at the same time, like if I go to a smaller school, would that like decrease like the my anxiety levels? Or will it just stay the same? Or, like, will I still be nervous about certain things? Is it, like, the amount of kids who go to my school? Or is it, like, me just who built up this thing that has made me scared of doing things? And that's all. That's all. Bye.